Welcome to First United Methodist Church's worship service. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn about in-person worship times at both locations. Worship will begin shortly. We are glad that you are with us.
Hi friends, my name is Reverend John Reynolds, and it's my honor and privilege to welcome you to First United Methodist Church of Brighton and Whitmore Lake. We're so grateful to have you with us, and we hope that this service is a blessing to you and your family as you worship with us online. This week, we're going to be studying 1 Corinthians chapter 13, which is one of Paul's most famous texts. It's a scripture passage that we oftentimes use at weddings when we're celebrating the gift of love between two partners ready to give themselves together in marriage. As we gather for worship this week, we pray that this service is a blessing for you. We invite you to take a moment and fill out our digital connection card, which can be found on our website. Sign in, let us know that you're here for worship. You can just drop us a comment in the comment section, either on Facebook or YouTube. And we hope that as you gather for worship this week, that you are blessed by the message and by everything that we do together in worship. One more request I would make of you is, perhaps there's somebody that you know that would experience joy by watching this service as well. We encourage you to take a moment to share this service with somebody that you know. You can either copy the link to it and share it on Facebook or on YouTube. Let people know that you're worshiping with us so that they might be able to know about our church as well. We hope that this service is a blessing for you, and we look forward to being together with you at some point in the future. Amen.
No heart can fully know how glorious, how beautiful you are. Beautiful one I love, beautiful one I adore, beautiful one my soul must skies, your mighty works displayed for all to see. The beauty of your majesty awakes my heart to sing. How marvelous, how wonderful you are. Beautiful one I love, beautiful one. For one, my soul must sing. Beautiful one, I love. Beautiful one, I adore. Beautiful one, my soul must sing. You opened my eyes to new wonders in me. You captured my heart with this love. Cause nothing on earth is as beautiful as you. You opened my eyes to your wonders anew. You captured my heart with this love. Because nothing on earth is as beautiful as you. Beautiful one I love. Beautiful one I adore. Beautiful one. Beautiful one, I love. Beautiful one, I adore.
Amen.
Good morning. Please join me in the opening prayer. Good Father, you fill us with your Holy Spirit that grows faith in us. You give us strength for the tough days and joy for the celebrations. Fill us with your light so that we can shine before others the light of your love. In your name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
Today's scripture lesson is from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 through 8. If I speak in the tongues of mortals and of angels, but do not have love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give away all my possessions, and if I hand over my body so that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. Love never ends, but as for prophecies, they will come to an end. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will come to an end. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Please join me now in a word of prayer. O holy and loving God, we gather on this day of worship praying that you might speak to us through this word of scripture that we've heard. Lord, make the scripture come alive to us this day that we might hear what we need to hear, that we might wrestle and struggle with what needs to be thought about more deeply and more fully, and that you might speak to us. O holy God, now may the words of my mouth, may the meditations of all of our hearts, may it be pleasing in your sight. You, God, who are our rock and our Redeemer. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Well, I suppose I should wish you a happy birthday, church. Happy birthday. It's Pentecost Sunday. It's the day that we celebrate the birth date of the church. And so perhaps we should be wearing party hats or tossing confetti in the air or eating cake or blowing up balloons. Because today we celebrate the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost and the birth of the church as it's told in Acts chapter 2. And with the birth of the church came the early Christian disciples who were passionate about their faith in Jesus Christ. The early Christian church began to spread far and wide, and it grew in reach with the Apostle Paul's conversion. For the next several weeks in worship, we're going to be focusing on the writings of Paul in our sermon series called Sincerely Paul. We're going to be looking at his letters. And last week, as we began the series, we began first by looking more fully about who Paul is and learning his story a bit. We discovered that he was formerly known as Saul. He was from Tarsus. He was well-educated, and he went to Jerusalem, probably around the age of 12 or 13, to study and to become a rabbi. He was probably, most likely, from a wealthy family, from a prominent family. And we also learned last week that Saul was actively engaged in persecuting the early Christian church. He was well known among Christian community as someone to fear. Last week in worship, as we turned to Acts, we looked at Saul's conversion story. We read the story about him having a powerful moment on the road to Damascus. Do you remember that story? While Saul was en route to the city with papers in hand to persecute Christians, he was struck blind. He dropped to his feet. He heard a voice and discovered that that voice was Jesus. Saul listened to the words of Jesus, which led him to an encounter with a man named Ananias, where he experienced healing through this Christian man. Through these powerful series of moments, Saul then became a Christian. He professed faith in Christ. He was baptized. He believed. And then he began going by the name of Paul. Last week, we learned that Paul spent the rest of his days as a missionary, a church planter, and a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He went from persecuting Saul to then missionary Paul, and his life was forever changed for the glory of God. And the church expanded far and wide as the gospel went throughout all of the world. Well, this morning, as we continue the series of Sincerely Paul, this morning we're going to learn from Paul as we look at one of his letters specifically. He was an avid letter writer to the church communities. He's credited for writing 13 of the 27 books of the New Testament. And Paul has much for us to consider, much for us to think about this morning as we've heard 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 through 8. Perhaps you've heard this 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse if you've been at a wedding. It's well known for being read at weddings. It speaks of love, so it's always appropriate for a wedding. But it shouldn't just be at weddings that we hear this part of the letter. It's not just a passage to hear in times of wedding bliss, but it's also a passage for us to hear on the birthday to the church, for us to be reminded about what we are all about, what we are all about as a faith community. It's appropriate words for us to hear on the birthday to the church. In his letter, Paul is writing to the church of Corinth. It's a church that experienced discord. It was a church that was experiencing conflict. And so that's a little bit of the setting, the context, as we hear these words. But to learn a little bit more about the church community in Corinth, I'd like to share with you some words from Professor Smith. She's the assistant professor of New Testament studies at Boston University's School of Theology. I'm going to share with you Professor Smith's words. As I was reading and studying this week, I found her words appropriate for us to learn more about the Church of Corinth this week. She writes, quote, "The Church of Corinth was not a homogeneous body. Its members were not of the same kind and ilk. It was not a comfortable gathering where people fell into step with each other because they shared fundamentally similar lives or values or experiences. Quite the contrary. The Corinthian fellowship transgressed conventional social boundaries of ethnicity and gender and age and rank and status and life situation. They were married and unmarried men and women, as well as widows and children among them. And while most of its members were converts, converted Gentiles, this body also included Jews. In fact, some of the Jewish members were rather powerful figures who served as former synagogue leaders." She continues writing and saying that most of the members were from lower classes, lower social classes, but some sat on the opposite side of the rank and resources. There were slaves and free people in the community, as well as people from different skill sets and gifts. Professor Smith continues by writing and saying that the diversity within the Church of Corinth generated both benefits and challenges common of any social group. But unfortunately, the diversity among the Corinthians dissolved into discord and rivalry. Members divided into contentious groups, and they took sides, with some saying they are of one teacher or another. It was a community fragmented rather than enriched by differences. And yet Paul remained firm that this diversity was non-negotiable. She writes, God had called this community to be diverse and to get along within it. End quote. Now, learning from Professor Smith's writings, we discovered that the church in Corinth was, in fact, not a picture-perfect church of harmony or unity. Rather, it was made up of a diverse group of people with varying experiences and beliefs, and sometimes their differences resulted in struggle. And yet, their call to love one another remained the same. And so Paul writes to them, urging them to love one another. Well, on this birthday of the church, this Sunday morning, we're reminded of this call as the church community. We're reminded of this call, just as Paul called the church in Corinth to love one another. We're reminded, as the church gathered here and the birthday of the church, we're reminded of our call to love. And even in the face of disagreements or struggles or differences or challenge, our call as people of God is always to love. Paul reminded the church in Corinth of their call to love, and we're reminded on this birthday of the church what we are to do. We are to love one another as Christ loves us. To be the church of Jesus Christ that loves as Jesus loved. And our call is not to love with mere words or phrases, but our call is to live our faith in Jesus Christ through action. Paul speaks about this in his letter. And in speaking about it, love becomes active an action-based love, love that is patient and love that is kind, love that is not arrogant or boastful or rude, but love that endures, love that never fails. That is our call. That is our reminder on the birth date of the church to love. Well, you can ask any child one of their favorite things as part of a birthday celebration might be, and they're probably going to say that it's gifts. In addition to cake and ice cream, of course, kids love birthday gifts, whether it's wrapped in a fancy package with tissue paper or it's wrapped in a pretty box with curling ribbon and bows. Gifts are given, and it's often a favorite thing of a child. And today, on the birthday of the church, it also includes a celebration of gifts. We have gifts to receive, but we also have gifts to give. We receive the gift of Jesus Christ. We receive the gift of love made perfect in his life, in his birth, in his death, and in his resurrection. We receive the gift of Jesus Christ. But on this day of celebrating the birth date of the church, we are also reminded that we have gifts to give. We have gifts to share with the world as well. We have the gift of love to offer. If we might open our hearts, if we might open up our hands, if we might be willing to give. Love that is made visible through our actions. Love that is patient, and love that is kind, love that endures forever, love that never fails. Happy birthday, church, on this special day of Pentecost. May we remember that we have the gift of love received through Jesus Christ, and in turn, we are to give this gift with the world. Let us pray. O holy and loving God, we thank you for the gift of love. Even in times of conflict or discord, even in times of struggle or not always aligning with one another, you call us to love as you love. You call us to serve as you serve. You call us to share the gift of Jesus Christ with this world. Love made perfect in his life, in his death, and his resurrection. On this birthday of the church, may we embody the very love of Jesus Christ, that the world may see and forever be changed by his love. In Christ's holy name we pray. Amen.
Oh, I know the Lord, I know the Lord, I know the Lord's laid his hands on me. Yes, I know the Lord, I know the Lord, I know the Lord's laid his hands on me.
Yes! Yes, I know the Lord. I know the Lord. I know the Lord's laid his hands on me.
I remember bits and pieces of preschool, being dropped off first thing in the morning and everyone taking towels to dry off the playground equipment before we started the day. I remember my mom showing the teacher my red spots and finding out I had chicken pox, which I then proceeded to give to my brother, who got them with a vengeance. I, however, recovered quickly and returned to preschool in a week. Preschool teachers provide the foundation of teamwork. They provide the foundation of what it means to be patient and loving. Corinthians tells us that love is patient and kind, never selfish or quick-tempered. While I may not remember all the details of preschool, I do carry with me the memory of kind and patient teachers. Will you pray with me? God, we started out as children with the reasoning of children. You gave us teachers to open our minds, to lead us to clearer paths. Even as adults, we still see more clearly when we have teachers to lead us. Whether it be family or friends, or even actual teachers, give them the strength and patience to keep teaching. We ask that you continue to put teachers in the path of all those who need one. We pray that everyone could have someone to stand by them and teach them a better path to you. God, we recognize that you love us with no limits, who have always been a giving God, giving us Jesus to be our ultimate teacher, given us the Holy Spirit so that we may be empowered to be a witness to your amazing grace. God, we ask that you put the desire in our hearts to be just as giving so that we may go out in the world and be givers of all that you have given us. God, you know that even as if we want to give like you have given to us, sometimes we aren't able. There are those who suffered financial setbacks, others who are struggling in relationships, and others who are overwhelmed with addictions. You know the disasters that we've witnessed in this world. You know the uncertainties and pain that some are experiencing due to who they are as individuals. You know some feel lost and unloved. God, we would ask that you wrap your arms around each of us and those in our communities. Give us strength to endure, peace to heal our hearts, and the warmth of your Holy Spirit so that we may know that we are never alone. God, we would also ask that you give us wisdom to be patient and kind teachers to each other. We ask this for our local leaders, our city, our nation, and even the world leaders. We know that when one leads with love in their hearts, others will follow. We ask for healing and peace in areas of the world that are seeing war and devastation. Let there be a start to reconciliation. God, as we ask for these things, we also want to take a moment and share with you those things that are on our own hearts. God, we thank you for your mercy and grace, and we thank you for your Son Jesus, who gave us the best prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Friends, there are so many ways to respond to God's word in our midst, and one of them is through the giving of our tithes and offerings. Here at this church, our church folks are filled with generosity. We give dollars not only to local mission projects, but also projects all around the world. We hope that you'll support this church with your generosity. We encourage you to go online. You can give through PayPal or through our online giving portal here at the church. We encourage you to visit our website or text us with your gift. We would appreciate any gift of any amount. We're so grateful for your incredible generosity and your faithfulness in your giving that has sustained us in our ministry and allowed us to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ in our world today. Amen.
Of
From this time of worship, church, may you have a special treat today. Maybe there's a cupcake or a cookie or a piece of pie in your refrigerator or in your cupboard, or maybe you'd like to go out for a special treat in celebration of the birthday of the church. Eat a piece of cake, light a candle, and know that the church is alive and well in this world. Happy birthday, church. May we go forth to share God's love in this world, knowing that it is a gift that we have received, and we have a gift to offer to the world, the love of Jesus Christ. So now may the love of God, may the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the power of the Holy Spirit be with you this day. Go forth to love and to serve God. Amen.
We are so glad you worshiped with us. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. You were invited into this mission by worshiping, joining one or more small groups, sharing prayer requests, and becoming part of the community. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org for details about in-person worship at both of our two locations. We hope you were blessed by this worship. Please click the like button, subscribe to our channel, share this video, and join us again next week.
Thank you.